They took us in January, I remember, January 4, 1943. It was very cold. It was that time, such a cold winter, that when you walked, the snow crunched under your feet. The SS came into the ghetto, and they walked us, they chased us with the rifles to the train. That time, when they chased us, they didn't have television yet, so nobody saw whatever happened. But and now, when you see on the television, and people, they're chasing out from Kosovo people, and they are going into tent cities, and it's very sad to look at it. But to compare to the Holocaust, if somebody would have given us a chance to walk out of Germany and to live in a camp, in a tent city, together with the whole family, everybody would have been grateful. They didn't give us that chance. They took us into the train. A chaos was by the loading the trains, because children cried and parents tried to keep together with the children, and families wanted to be together. Now, when we came into that cattle train, when it was full and closed from outside, locked, that nobody could be, was unable to go out, the small windows with barbed wires, it wasn't any glass, only barbed wires. Of course, we knew that time what is awaiting us. And we, because we knew that time, it was our Camp Belzec, a few stations from our city, and there it is, it just crematoriums. You came in and they gassed you. They told you to go to the shower, where the shower had cyclone gas in it, and everybody was killed and later exterminated. Nobody survived. You don't have one survivor from Belzec. You have survivors from Auschwitz, from Treblinka, because it was also a working camp. But Belzec wasn't a working camp. It is strictly a death camp, and nobody survived.